All right, Eunice. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and most loving God, we thank you for all the delights that you give to us, for all the blessings that we receive, for you are truly a loving, a caring and a wonderful God. And we just want to praise you as we begin our worship this morning. We want to claim Jesus as our personal Savior. We want to know the presence of the Spirit within us. We want to be guided by the Spirit. We want to serve you, O God, Father, Son, and Spirit. And we ask you to forgive us for when we make mistakes. The wonderful thing is that you still love us. You care for us. You help us. You guide us. And we can always come to you in prayer. You are always available to us. And Lord, as we've journeyed with you, we've learned so much about you, and we thank you. We rejoice in knowing you, and we commit our lives into your keeping. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee.
Consecrated, Lord, to thee.
agent and service sheet.
The Bible reading this morning is from Malachi. It's the last book of the Old Testament, chapter 3, verse 6 to 12. Breaking covenant by withholding tithes. I, the Lord, do not change, so you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. Amen.
Let us come to the Lord in prayer once again. Let us pray. Dear Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, we enjoy the blessings that you give to us. We know that when we're worried, we can come to you. We know when we're lonely, we can come to you. We know when we're desperate, we can come to you. In fact, Lord, there is no time that we can't come to you. And you are always there to hear and to help us. And we thank you for that. Lord, you created a perfect world. And we thank you, Lord, that there is so much in your world that is good, that is peaceful, that is beautiful, that is wonderful. But Lord, we know there are problems. And so, Lord, we want to pray first and foremost for the leaders of all countries. Lord, we look at the situation in Afghanistan and we wonder what the policy and the guidance is for those leaders. Lord, it's just one incident that proves that leaders need your guidance. They need to obey your ideas. For it is your will that all people should live together in peace, that there should be unity, that there should be harmony among all people. Lord, we know that doesn't exist in many cases, but we pray more and more, Lord, that the time will come when people will stretch out their arms in love to each other, and that there will be an end to aggression, an end to hostility, an end to racism and all those things that spoil your world. We pray, Lord, for people in several countries that are in desperate need. We pray for the hungry, for the lonely, for the unemployed, for the sick, for the dying, for the bereaved. Oh, and there are so many other needs, Lord. We bring all these needs to you, and we bring the countries where suffering is great, and pray, Lord, that they may each country know better times in the future. We pray for our own land. We pray for our Queen. We thank you for her loyalty to the throne, and ask that you would continue to be her strength and her wisdom. And Lord, we pray for all in authority in our country. We ask, Lord, that you would be with them. It's so easy, Lord, for us to criticize when we hear what decisions are being made. But Lord, what would we do if we were in their situation? And so, Lord, we pray that you would guide the leaders, and that you would help the people, that we might accept what our leaders do and try to work out the best way to achieve whatever problems may arise. We thank you, Lord, that so much has been done to relieve people of this COVID thing. And Lord, we pray that that work would continue. We know, Lord, that people now, very soon, might be receiving a boost vaccination. We know that many people will soon be having the flu injections. And Lord, when we look at what's happening for us through bodies like the NHS, the hospitals, the clinics, the doctors, oh Lord, there's so much being done for us. Help us, Lord, to be grateful. We thank you, Lord, for all who serve others. Lord, it's wonderful to know what's going on for the benefit of people. Not just doctors, nurses, NHS, but there's the police force. There's the ambulance service that are really being stretched at the moment. There's the fire service. And there's so many other organizations that are out there working for our good. And Lord, we want to thank you for volunteers. Many of the organizations that we might have prayed for will be honest and say that they achieve their work partly because of the tremendous work of volunteers. And so, Lord, we thank you when we have the opportunity of volunteering, when we have the opportunity of helping neighbors, friends, and family. Lord, help us to be generous with our time. And Lord, we pray for our church here. And Lord, as we talk further with the leader of the council about the site for the new base, Lord, we pray that a decision will soon be made so that we can raise the funds and have the building. So, Lord, undertake for that matter too. But, Lord, we pray now for our own family and friends. Lord, we pray for Stuart back at home. Be with him, be very close to him, Lord. Lord, he must want at times to get out and about. And we pray, Lord, that that might gradually happen. But Lord, we pray you'd be with him, that you would be his close companion. And we thank you, Lord, for all that Jean does for him, and pray that you would continue to give her strength. We pray for Rita. Lord, we ask that you would be her companion. As you know, she lives on her own. But Lord, we thank you for the way that she keeps in touch with other people. And we thank you for her own family. And we thank you, Lord, that her son was able to meet her this morning before the service. Pray, Lord, that you bless the whole family. We pray for Sarah. Lord, you've been so good to Sarah, and you've used her in so many ways. And we want to thank you for that. Sarah's always had a love for other people. She's always been generous, and we thank you for that. But we pray that you would be Sarah's own companion. Living on your own is not always easy, but Lord, be with her. Be with her neighbors. Be with her friends. Be with her family. But Lord, most of all, be with Sarah herself and keep her happy and strong. Lord, we pray for Ollie. Be with her, Lord. She's got her problems and she's got her fears. But Lord, we pray that you would be her close companion and be all that she might need at this particular time. We pray for Brian. We ask that you would undertake for him, for his sons, that you would be Brian's constant companion. Lord, we want to thank you for his loyalty to the church and to you, Lord. And we pray that you would continue to use him in your service. We pray for Graham. We pray for Dawn. We pray for Rachel, for Dean. Lord, you know each one and you know their needs. And we bring those needs to you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you would keep them strong and healthy. We pray for Paul, who's preaching at Dawlish today, and pray that you would keep him safe as he travels and that you would give him your word. We thank you for the way that Jennifer keeps an eye on him and helps him, and we pray that you would bless them both. We pray for Sarah Jane, who's back at work today, and pray that you would continue to aid her recovery. We pray for Richard in Suffolk. Be with him in his work, Lord. Keep him safe and help him, Lord, with the problem he has with his eyes. So, Lord, undertake for him. We pray, Lord, for Eunice and myself. Lord, what you've done for us in the last week has been wonderful. And Lord, 2 weeks' time, we're taking Dean and Graham back, and we're all having another break. Lord, it is good when we can be sensible, when we're ready to work, and when we're ready to rest. We need to have our priorities, Lord, and we thank you for the way that you guide each one of us here this morning. And we know we can trust in your plans for our lives, for what we do in the coming days, etc. We can trust you because you love us. And Lord, we finish our prayer by asking, Lord, that you would continue, as we know you will, to love us. And we want to thank you for that love and for that compassion. For you are indeed a wonderful God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us say the family prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Yeah, well, and of course, it was Bruce that I didn't pray for. So we will do that now, can we please? Lord, we pray for Bruce. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to empower him for his discipleship. Lord, what he does for your church, what he does for other people, is tremendous, and we pray that you would equip and empower him. And Lord, with his health, we pray, Lord, that when he sees the consultant, that the right decisions will be made. But Lord, we pray that every day you will be with him. We pray for his mother and father, and ask that you would protect them. And Lord, we pray for Dawn. We pray for Emma. We pray for Hannah. Bless them too, Lord, as a family. And Lord, whilst we're praying for that family, we would also remember David and Wendy, Joshua and Daryl, and ask, Lord, that you would keep close to them. Lord, hear our prayer. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You've got another hymn we don't know. We're going to read it, if we may, before we listen to what God has for us. So it's there, it starts, I want to serve you, Lord. So if you can find that in your sheet. All right. So all together. I want to serve you, Lord, in total abandon. I want to yield my heart to you. I want to give my life in all surrender. I want to live for you alone. I want to give my all in total abandon, releasing all within my grasp. I want to live my life in all its fullness. I want to worship Christ alone. I want to come to you in total abandon. Lord, would you set my heart ablaze? I want to love you with all my soul and strength. I want to give you all my days. I know we all have a love for the New Testament, but we need to remember that there is so much in the Old Testament as well that God wants to share with us. The title, for want of a better one, may be Robbing God's Storehouse, and from Malachi. And let me just begin by saying this, that when the people heard Malachi call them to return to the Lord, because they'd wandered from the Lord, instead of obeying that call, they began to argue with Malachi. Malachi, God's prophet. But he didn't hesitate to tell them how to start returning to God. He said, bring to God the things that are rightly his. And as we look at what Malachi is saying, there was the sin of robbery in at least three different areas. So we'll quickly look at those three areas. The first comes from Malachi 3, verses 7 and 8. They were robbing God. How terrible. Do we rob God? Well, listen. The people had promised to bring their gifts, but they'd not kept that promise. When we obey God's word and bring our gifts as an act of worship with grateful hearts, that pleases God. Now, don't think it's all about money, because it's not. The gifts that God has given us have been given to use in his service. And so we should be using those gifts. Maybe it's the gift of hospitality. Maybe it's the gift of generosity. Maybe it's the gift of prayer, praying for other people. And so forth, we could go on. And the people just weren't doing that. They were being blessed by God. They were being given gifts to use in his service, and yet they were not using them. So by doing that, they were robbing God. Number 2, verses 9 to 11, they were robbing themselves. Don't often think that we rob ourselves, do we? In robbing God, the people were not fulfilling the promise. So we are told that God would not fulfill his promise and he would not bless them. And the result in that time was that the insects had invaded the land and the grain and the fruit were not maturing. So they were losing out themselves. You see, when we rob God, we always rob ourselves. We rob ourselves of what? Of spiritual blessings that always come with obedience and faithfulness. And this is something that Paul raises with the church in Corinth, because they were losing out on blessings because of the way the church was behaving. Giving is an act of faith, but God rewards that faith in every way. That is not the reason we give, because the kind of motivation would be selfish if we just gave because we knew God would repay us. Yes, God will bless us, but we don't do it for that reason. We do it because we love God and we want to use the gifts that he has given to us. We give because we love God and want to obey him. Let's be honest. God is very generous to us. And also, he lays up for us treasures in heaven. We can't begin to think or understand what awaits us, but we know that it's good. We know that it's a greater thing than we've experienced here on earth. So, what we do now pays rich dividends for all eternity. So serving God, using his gifts, that helps us for the future. As Luke and Paul echo God's promise in the New Testament, each believer must be fully persuaded in their heart what the Lord wants him or her to do, what the Lord wants us to do. So they were robbing God, they were robbing themselves of all those blessings. And verse 12, they were robbing others. God's promise to the people of old was, the Lord will establish you as a holy people if you keep the commandments of the Lord and walk in his ways. So by walking with God and giving our gifts to him, and as I've said, not just money, but other gifts that we possess, this is the important part, then others will see that we walk with God and we will not be robbing them of a bright future. You know, you think of it. Whether it's hospitality, whether it's generosity, whether it's prayer, whether it's concern, it's mundane things. It's not mundane. Going shopping for someone, all of these things are gifts that God gives us the ability to use in his service. And what happens when we do this? Have you noticed people sometimes think, oh, why are they doing it for me? And then you see gradually they will see why. Because you are doing it as part of God's work. We are blessed by God, we are given the spirit of helping people. And by doing that, we are introducing people to the love of Jesus. And you know, it came very much with the old days of our church here, the Motor Project. Those kids, why are you doing it? You're not charging us and we've got to pay. What an opportunity it gave us. It's because we're Christians. It's part of our church work. We love the Lord and we're doing it for him. And as Neil reminded me when he brought some young people down, we went down to Tynmouth and some young people came to the Lord and we baptized them there in the sea. So you never know what you do, what it could be. Impact it could have. So that's why using God's gifts are so important. And you know, it worries me sometimes because as soon as you talk about giving gifts to God, people think money. That's probably the least important. It's time, it's energy, it's the things that God has given us the ability to use in his service. They are the great and wonderful gifts. So by walking with God and giving our gifts to him, we will be able to be not guilty of robbing God. And so the challenge is, we are to live our lives that prove we aren't robbing God of those gifts, but they were using them in his service, and that means in the advancement of his kingdom, because people will come to him when they see us living that kind of life. And you know, when I think of it, I could say I, at one time, thought I had no ability, certainly not to stand up and speak. But God changed that. He sent me into youth work, got to know young people, saw so many needs among the young people. They respected and loved Eunice and me, and partnerships came. And thank God that in my early days, God used that time to show me the things I'd said I couldn't do, I could do. And other young people were used to egg me on. So, you know, it's wonderful, isn't it? You know, you think you're serving young people, but they're serving you too. So there we are. Let's use our gifts in God's service. Amen. And the last song is, I will offer up my life in spirit and in truth. Connect us now, please.